Remnants of a Catholic Girlhood by Gillian Joyce.
My mother's sharp slap on the back of my legs as I dance to the band that stops the traffic all the way along the Barhead Road, at least according to those who had to get off the 48 bus and walk. While the guy at the front waves his stick like a wand, my mum rages in the thunderclap air. "Don't you ever dance for them," she says. "They are protesting against the likes of us." "Proddy dogs, eat the frogs, two for tuppence ha'penny." I smile as I sing, but the swagger disappears when I hear the reply. "Cathy cats, eat the rats, two for tuppence ha'penny." Rats? Rats are far worse than frogs. Is that swipe about us being the poor kids? The ones who might just end up eating rats if it came to it? The notion stings me like my mother's slap. He kisses me on the cheek after chasing me all the way up to the puggy, catching me by the hood and holding tight while I struggle and complain that the game isn't funny anymore and we are here all alone right across from the chapel. Me, waiting for the doing he has promised to dish out in front of his fellow prods. But whether he takes fright within sight of God's house or he was showing off all along, I'm just glad he doesn't kick my arse. On the school bus with the windows getting bricked, shards cascade onto stricken faces, a hail of diamonds turning ruby in the afternoon sun. Another window shatters as we round the corner at Hill Park, swerve across the Thornleybank Road, where the driver who's had enough stops the bus, gets out and goes mental, shouting about how he could have killed somebody, while the brickers brick it and run away. Getting called fiend in your face at work, being told on a daily basis by Bunty from the typing pool that the only Catholic, the only good Catholic, is a dead one. How we all laughed. Getting the boke hearing proddy folk talk about Queen and country, as though either gave a thought for them, or the picture of King Billy on the living room wall. Banks that wouldn't employ you until 1989, when suddenly you became trustworthy, even to the likes of the TSB. You can't say things hadn't moved on immensely since my grandparents' day. There were no signs proclaiming no Catholics hanging outside the shipyard gates. There wasn't the parish in poverty, the burden of endless pregnancies, the shame. We still had the songs and the sayings, the anger and the spite, but the homicidal whispers of divide and conquer issued from a mouth that was toothless and had lost all its bite by the time we were all grown. And it might yet be the only good dead thing I'll ever have known.